It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. So kind of you to tune in today. I do appreciate it. I do not believe there is a single person listening or that actually works here that you could throw a stone and not hit somebody who has been touched by Alzheimer's. It is a horrible disease that we as a society are working so very, very hard to find a cure for, to augment our treatments, to maintain the memories and the personalities of our loved ones. And a lot of that fight happens at the Alzheimer's Association. With me, I have social worker Diane Hendricks from the Alzheimer's Association. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you, Diane, so much for having me.
Really, really great to have you here today. We've on different shows, we've talked about some of the neat innovations. We've talked mm-hmm. about the fundraising that helps fund those things
clinical
that Dr.
trials.
Dan Merman is doing over there at the medical center and all that. But today, because of the holidays, mm-hmm. it's a time when we do gather with our relatives mm-hmm. that may be impacted directly by the disease. And there's some things, depending upon what stage they're in, there's some things mm-hmm. that we have to be concerned about. Let's start with the weather.
Yes, and you know, even though we have great weather out today, you know, we do know that wintertime becomes a lot more problematic even for those of us that are aging, because with the circulation issues and also to the fact that it's darker earlier in the day, and it becomes more confusing towards the end of the day, just like you and I. You know, we've had a long day, and you know, those things that we know have to be done and organized aren't as focused and sharp as they used to be. And so oftentimes when we think about the winter, we obviously think about the temperatures. And someone that is having some experiences with any cognitive changes, particularly Alzheimer's disease, may not be aware, if they're not out and about, that the temperature does change quite quickly. And so maybe not wearing the clothes that are appropriate for the season become problematic.
Oh, and so you could, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but someone who could be in the earlier stages of dementia, so they're still functional and functioning, but they may, if they were going to go out and tend to something outdoors, they may not put on the coat that they need to have because the temperature's gone from 40, 45 right now,
absolutely,
down to 20. 21. Yeah. And now that's a dangerous temperature to not have an overcoat on for a sustained period of time.
Absolutely. So how normally that we would prepare for is check the temperature and then dress accordingly. But that's not always the case with someone who may not have access to the outdoors on a regular basis. Even thinking about simple things such as running errands to doctor's appointments on the bitter cold days, you know, if it's able to be rescheduled, we would encourage that because it's just takes too much risk for older adults, but particularly those with dementia, to get out in those types of conditions.
Is it helpful for family members to maybe at this time of year, you know, post notes on a door or near the keys for somebody to say, hey, do you know what the temperature is? Or make sure you're wearing the proper coat or something like that, just to help prod them along?
Yeah, absolutely. And even organizing the wardrobe to take some of the summer clothes out, the spring clothes out, and leave some of the heavier clothes, but also dressing in layers. You know, that's going to be helpful for individuals to adjust to the temperature changes. You know, and another common issue, not only just to look at the cold weather, but looking at the conditions. You know, as we age, we tend to see ourselves having balance and walking problems in general. So someone with dementia, oftentimes part of the brain that is affected is the back of the brain that really does make walking and holding our balance in uneven surfaces such as ice, or you know, they may not even be able to see that there's ice. So the slipping is a pretty common occurrence to someone with dementia because they're gaining balance and the fact that they're older, but also the fact that, again, they may not see the things that we see in terms of visual, spatial, ice, those types of things.
Sure. Now, I want to touch on the holidays because there's a lot of activity with the holidays. The house has been redecorated from what it is through most of the year. So it might cause a little confusion for those who are maybe have functional dementia or the first signs of dementia. Can you talk about, because I know one of the neat things or one of the things that helps those folks out is to be able to talk about the past.
Yes.
Because they can go to the past. It's the present they have a hard time
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
So maybe reminding them about a Christmas oh so many years ago to comfort them.
Absolutely. And, you know, holidays are an important part. And tapping that memory with those long-term memories is such an important piece. So around the holiday, we gather, and oftentimes our favorite foods are involved. And maybe the food menu has changed. But to reconnect and say, you know, we love making the butter cookie recipe that you gave us because I remember as a child.
Sure.
You
and,
taught
then,
me.
And then it and takes then it them back.
Absolutely.
That's perfect. She is Diane Hendricks. She's a social worker at the Alzheimer's Association. You can find more information at alz.org/Nebraska. We return to NPR programming now.